on the east side of Red Oak. We are at 79 degrees and climbing now, and have the opportunity and real pleasure this morning to visit with a couple of ladies with me this morning. We have with us Destiny McAlpin. Destiny, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
What are you up to today?
Oh, I've been putting mulch and cleaning up the city right-of-ways, making it beautiful.
People might think, well, I haven't mentioned a thing about this all day, because this just kind of happened, right? We have the opportunity to visit. So is it going along well, moving along well?
It's going really well.
I was just down through there. It looks really nice, too, by the way.
We did 3 more intersections today. So.
Awesome. Wow.
So we've done 6 in the last 2 days.
My goodness gracious. Exciting. So why is Destiny here? Because we're going to visit with Gabby Smith this morning. Gabby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's a pleasure to visit with you. You're in Legally Blonde, I understand.
I am in Legally Blonde.
Dan was in this morning. He talked to Val, and then he talked to Donnie and Kylie?
Caitlin.
Torbett. And they talked about Legally Blonde. So fun. Good times, right?
Yeah, very fun.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I would say so.
Last time we spoke, we were talking about the high school, about the talent show.
Yes.
Have fun?
It was so fun.
Enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Will you do it again?
We have, it's not knowledge yet, but we're setting it up.
Oh, there you go. There we're breaking news right now. So, but that's really, none of that is why we're here to talk this morning. So,
no.
So we're going to talk about the Shrine Bowl, because you have the opportunity to go as a cheerleader representative, correct?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about Destiny, about Gabby, her activities. Tell me a little bit about Gabby. So give me some inside information here.
Well, first of all, Gabby is my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she is in everything under the sun.
Uh-huh.
I am her wrestling cheerleading coach, and Barbara Lombarda is her football cheerleading coach. But like I said, she's in everything under the sun, from choir, many singers, dance team, the Red Oak Stanton dance team, cheer, Legally Blonde. She does things through the music, the Wilson, just a go-getter.
Yes.
So she has the opportunity to do the Shrine Bowl because of her community involvement and her grade point average and all of that. So
I think it's awesome that you're involved in so many activities, Gabby. I think that will serve you well in life, I think. That willingness to go do it and try new things and put yourself out there, that's good. Really good.
She's a go-getter.
So
it's definitely tiring.
Keeps you on your toes, right, Destiny?
She does.
Yeah. So you are between your junior and senior year.
Yes.
In high school. I'm going to ask you to look into the future a little bit, Destiny. Plans after high school. You don't want to listen to this, Mom. You don't want to know.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Your plans after high school are what, Gabby?
I want to go to Iowa Western to dance and go into communications and media. And then after 2 years there, I want to either go to Upper Iowa University to dance and cheer, or University of Nebraska-Lincoln to cheer.
There you go. And then plans after college. What are you going to major in?
Communications and media.
And then what are you going to do with that?
I have no clue yet.
See where you go from there. I just thought I'd try.
We'll
see.
She might come back here and work. You just keep it.
You know where it's at, right? So you know where it's at. So let's talk about the Shrine Bowl, which is why you're here. You have the opportunity to go cheer at the Shrine Bowl.
Yes.
And the Shrine Bowl is when, Gabby?
July 24th, I believe.
June?
No, that's our fundraiser.
Shrine Bowl itself is July 24th.
Yes.
Now, with that, you have some fundraising opportunities to help support this endeavor, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about it. Not on the flyer. Let's go off script here. We don't have a script. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Is it this weekend?
So Friday, tomorrow, we are going to hold an impromptu garage sale.
Just happened, right?
We've been going through all of our stuff. We've gotten some stuff from some of the teachers I work with at the school.
Yeah.
And we just have been storing it. And we decided, we called the McAlpin place and asked them if they would donate the building for Friday to have a garage sale. And not everything is going to be make an offer. There's going to be a few things that are tagged, like some prom dresses and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's come in, make an offer. Everything that we raise is going to the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a donation jar if anybody wants to make any extra donations to the Shrine Bowl.
So that's this weekend.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yes.
Friday.
Yep.
Starts at what time?
8 a.m.
And it ends when it ends, or will you shut it off?
Well, she's got Legally Blonde tomorrow night,
so we
are going to try to shut it down between 4 and 5.
Okay.
I can stay later because I'm going to go to the musical on Sunday. Okay. So I can actually stay later. But we have to have everything cleaned up and out of there.
And all the tomorrow. Money made, like you said, goes to this endeavor.
Yes. Right? Everything that's raised is going to the Shrine Bowl.
Okay. And you know, the good thing is it's inside, right?
Yes.
Weather is irrelevant.
Yes.
Show up.
Yep.
You can go and shop and enjoy and help with this endeavor. Okay. So that's kind of just an impromptu. That just happened, right?
We started it this morning. Okay.
Well, yeah, I like it. And here we are visiting about it. I love it. So let's talk about the event that you have on the 20th of this month. Tell me about that, Gabby or Destiny.
On the 20th at the Elks.
Yep.
At the Elks, we're going to be doing a dinner. You can carry out or dine in to help raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a silent auction.
Yes.
We have several businesses throughout the town of Red Oak so far that have donated. We're also going to some of the businesses in Stanton because she dances with the Stanton Red Oak dance team as well. Books and Bubbles actually already made a donation.
Thank you.
But like I said, we have several businesses have made donations. Just some individuals have reached out to me that they would like to make a basket for the silent auction. We're just going to have sheets. Come in, fill out. We'll call you if you just want to stop in, fill out, and then.
It's at the Elks on the 20th. Starts at 4.
Yep.
4 until 8.
Unless we run out.
Okay. All right.
We're going to have.
Do you show up? Do I need to purchase tickets? Or can I buy in advance? You just show up?
Just show up. Okay. We're just going to do show up. And actually, the meal is just going to be a free will donation.
Oh, yeah.
So give what you can, you know, if nothing is.
Right.
Nothing's off the table. So there you go. We just figured free will donation. Our meal's going to be pork loin, cheesy potatoes, cowboy baked beans, and then some kind of dessert. So we're going to smoke 8 pork loins. So
right. There you go. Yeah.
And then I'm going to make desserts. I don't know what kind of dessert yet, but desserts.
Well, I'm sure it'll be great.
They will.
Whatever it is. But again, all the money raised from this will go to help with the expenses for the Shrine Bowl.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the Shrine Bowl. What do you know about it? How do you get to the point now where you're going to the Shrine Bowl? Nomination process, tryouts, interviews. How does it go? Tell me about that, Gabby.
Well, first, my coach will nominate me. Yes. My mom as well. will nominate
coach mom.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had me and another girl nominated this year. And we both made it past the nomination process where you get to try out. And she decided, because being a senior, she didn't want to try out, which was fine. So I tried out. I sent in a video of me dancing, cheering, kicking, jumping, pretty much everything a good cheerleader has to be able to do. And we sent that in, and I was chosen out of, I don't even know how many people.
I have no idea.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now I get the opportunity to fundraise and then go to the football game and cheer.
So now you made that sound really easy, but there's like a prescribed stuff that you have to do, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to learn this dance and this cheer, and then you have to do that and submit it.
Yeah.
I mean, she made that sound so easy.
It's not that easy. How it all starts is as a cheerleading coach, I get the nomination stuff in my cheerleading mail.
Yeah.
And then, so I go on and I have to nominate what I do is ask my cheerleaders, do you want to be nominated? Cause it costs to nominate and I pay for that out of my pocket, but I figure it's worth it. The Shriners do amazing, amazing things.
They
were there for my little brother when he was born and had a big stomach surgery. And so it's family insight for me is huge anyway.
Yes.
And I actually didn't even think about that till my mom and I were having a conversation about it.
They do good work.
They
really do.
They do great work. Yeah. So I nominate, I have to fill out application process, send it in. Then they go through, you have to have community involvement. You have to have good grades. You have to be involved in multiple things, which Gabby
check.
Clearly got that all done for me.
Yeah.
So, and then when they send you the dance, they send it to you and you have about a week to learn a dance, learn 3 cheers, learn certain kicks, and
you have to do a double jump, which is as a 4-year cheerleader who has done all the extra stuff she can do, that's hard.
Yeah. A double jump?
Yeah.
What's a double jump?
So, like, there's all different types of jumps. So, what I did was I did a toe touch and then into a pike.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, everybody knows that.
So, basically, you have to jump and do one type of jump and then land and jump and do another one.
Oh, okay.
One. Just
gotcha.
Right, like, gotcha. Jump, jump.
Okay. So, there you go.
The other thing, we had a cheerleader last year who went to the Shrine Bowl, mm-hmm. Brinkley Salick.
Yeah.
And she, I actually went and watched her because, you know, I nominated her. So she came to me after it was over and she said, this has been the best experience. And I learned so much. You need to nominate every cheerleader that will go from Red Oak.
That's awesome.
So that was how we kind of got into it.
So here we are. You've been accepted to be one of the cheerleaders at the Shrine Bowl. Now we're in the fundraising process. What's the event like? Is it a multi-day event? Will you go for one the day before and meet, or how does that work?
We will drop her off on a Sunday.
Okay.
We'll take her up to UNI and drop her off, and then she will live in the dorms from Sunday to Saturday.
Okay.
She'll be up there by herself with all the rest of the cheerleaders. Yeah, she can probably know all this stuff. So, she will be with the cheerleading sponsors and everybody that's up there. They do camps all day long to learn all the cheers and that. And then they do also go to like the hospitals, and they do a lot of little community things. Yeah. They have a big parade. They get to meet the prince and princess of the Shriner kids.
Yeah.
And then they have a banquet on Friday night that they'll go over all the fundraising and everything that was done through the week and show slideshow. And then Saturday they will actually have the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will be split into four teams. The cheerleaders are split into four teams, and then they rotate throughout the game.
It's a week.
It's a week.
It's a week of like all kinds of stuff going on.
Yes.
That'll be fun. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, I thought it was like 3 days.
It's actually the amount of people you get to meet and mm-hmm. the resources, especially for somebody who wants to continue their journey in cheerleading. I think it's going to be a really good opportunity.
Oh, you can see where it would be huge. I mean, just from, everything. The whole week, basically a week of camp and instruction. So who runs the – is it
– There's – I can't remember the lady's name off the top of my head, but she's like the head of – one of the head of the cheerleader,
For like at a university or something there?
Well
– Or for the state or
– Her name is Jess Anderson, and she's like the head coach. I think she has to do with you and I. I'm not positive.
Okay.
But she's the head coach.
Jess Anderson.
And Trista Black.
Okay.
But Trisha Black, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, they just run it every year.
Gotcha.
And so it's a fabulous, like I said, just watching it last year, I was blown away. And when Brinkley came back and showed me the stuff she learned, and actually she came and worked with Gabby over Christmas break.
Oh, cool.
To help her.
She helped me video my dance. She helped me make the video. She worked with me and was very nitpicky, which I feel helped me get in.
It's good
To
have someone help you with those things, because otherwise you would not, you maybe not realize that or notice it. But to have those people that can do that, mm-hmm. and there'll probably be a lot of that go on the week of, I'm guessing, which really does help improve. So tell me again, if you would, and by the way, we're visiting with Destiny McAlpin and Gabby Smith talking about a couple of fundraising opportunities for the Shrine Bowl. Gabby's going to be a cheerleader at the Shrine Bowl. That's awesome. So talk to me about first the garage sale that's tomorrow on Friday the 5th.
Yes.
And then the fundraising event on the 20th.
Yep. The 20th is from 4 to 8 or whenever we run out. We will wrap up the silent auction at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, we'll call anybody who wins the stuff and either make it a time where I can deliver or they can come pick
make
up,
arrangements.
Whatever. Yeah,
we'll
make arrangements with them. The meal is going to be pork loin,
mm-hmm.
and cheesy potatoes, cowboy baked beans, and dessert. It's dine-in, carry-out, free will donation.
All goes to help with
everything.
With
will go back to the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah,
our original goal was to raise $1,200. I would like to raise closer to like $2,500.
That'd be great.
Just because it's a good point to raise, and like I said, it goes to such amazing things.
You bet.
That I have a whole heart in that. So
you bet. The garage sale that is tomorrow on the 5th is at McAlpin Place.
Yes.
Starts at 8 until about 4-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Unless you just sell through everything.
Well, yeah. And if you can't, you come after and you see we're still there cleaning up or whatnot, come in.
Okay.
I'm not going to turn you away.
Okay.
I'm not going to turn you away. So.
All right. Very good.
Yep.
Anything else we need to cover with this Shrine Bowl, the cheer, anything else there?
No, really. If anybody that's listening and they want to make any donations for the silent auction, we're looking for whatever.
Okay.
Anybody wants to put towards that, we've got lots of baskets, and the Wilson has donated
8 comp tickets to any show this season or next season.
Oh.
And the Y is doing a 6-month membership.
Oh, fantastic.
That they donated. We've got stuff from...
Those are pretty big items, yeah.
Mom's the Word Greenhouse and Velisca donated this huge basket of absolutely gorgeous flowers. And she's working on another one, too, that she's trying to put together as long as it blooms before then. So, and then...
White Sparrows
donated Books and Bubbles. We've had a ton of just even some local people that have reached out to me. Ace Hardware. Hardware Hank.
Yes, Hardware Hank.
There you go.
So we've had a lot of people that we've gotten. So.
There's some good people. There are some good people.
The community. We have a great community.
Yeah. Okay, so participate. This is a good thing. This is a good positive thing all the way around. So.
Well, it's so good for our youth. And like I said, I would love for more cheerleaders to see this opportunity, and it will, not only will it grow our students as individuals, it gives them a lot of outlook in the future and
great experience,
great experience. And just, it will build you as a person.
Oh yeah.
And you know, our kids are our future. So that's a huge thing in my world.
Agreed. So, I think it's very important. So. Can we talk, Gabby, for 1 second about Legally Blonde?
Of course.
When's the first performance?
Our first performance is an invited audience, which is tonight.
Are you ready?
And then, I believe so. We have our little quirks, but
it'll come together.
Yeah.
And then you're off and running. It's 2 weekends, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend.
Yes.
Are there still tickets available?
Got to be getting close to running out.
Did you watch the movie, the original or not?
I have not seen the movie, but I've been watching all different performances of the musical.
Sure. Okay. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Is this a fun one?
It is very fun. There's so many different things we get to do. My little group of the Greek chorus, which is the girls who go out and help Elle, and we're just kind of the voices in her head. We all made sunglasses with our names on them and all different cute things. We're making all these different things. I'm working on a poster for it. It's going to be great.
Good deal. Looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
Get your ticket and go.
All right. If they're still available,
they might be sold out. Yeah. I don't know. So.
I know opening night is getting close to sold out.
All right. Cool. Get your tickets if you haven't. So that's a good one. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, I think... That's it. That's good. We appreciate you talking to us. And
you know what? These are good things that are happening, and I sure hope that people will dive in here. These are you want to support activities like this, so it's good. So
it's good to support our kids.
You bet.
Do everything we can to support our kids.
Agreed. Make it a great day. Nice to visit with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Make it a good one. There you go. Destiny McAlpin and Gabby Smith with me this morning.
KCSI-FM, Villisca, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. KOAK-AM.